craggy land, turf land, tied in the spring. I know there's a fellow Bug here, he loaned him a new plow. And he brought him a new plow and went out in the field plowing together. And one was going around the land, one was the left-handed plow, and the other was the right-handed. One was going one way and one the other, and they couldn't do it.
Was a right-handed plow laying the land off?
Well, they're just to turn your land when you're fixing for your plow. Same plow, one turned it left, one right. Five-headed plow, left-handed plow, third-handed plow.
I see. Now, if something isn't a considerable distance away, you'd say, oh, that's just a...
Well, down there.
Yeah. Well, that would be if it was a long distance, but I thought it was just a short distance. I asked you, for instance, how far is it from here to the schoolhouse, the old schoolhouse, or your old house? You'd say,
it's
oh, that's...
short distance, maybe, or...
A little piece up the road. Okay. And if something isn't hard to find or locate, you know, say, oh, you can find that almost
anywhere.
Sure. And if somebody fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
If he fell this way.
Oh.
Right. And then if a child seems spoiled, you know, and he's growing up, you'd say when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Have his trouble?
Yeah. Would you say he'll have his trouble apt as not or like as not?
Like as not.
Right.
I believe it'd be right.
And, okay. And now the trenches cut by a plow, you said you call those the actual trenches cut by the plow.
Before.
Yeah. And then you'd say, we raised a big of wheat. We raised a big, say we got 40
bushels.
Yeah.
Wheat to the acre.
Yeah, you'd say that's a pretty good.
Yeah, that would be a good wheat crop.
Okay. And then if you wanted to get the shrubs and trees off the land, you'd say we have to
clean it up, grub it.
All right. Now, grubbing it would be taking out the
roots of.
But the clearing off would just be. What does brushing it mean?
Brushing,
or
I guess.
Bushing it.
Bushing it, that just means cut tops.
Okay.
Tops off.
Okay. Is that different from clearing?
Well, yes and no. Some less big stuff and clear it. If you wanted to clear it good, you'd have to cut your big stuff and grub the little stuff up. So we can plow it.
And then if you cut the clover or grass, and then once in the year, then you cut it again later in the year, you call that a...
Second cutting.
Yeah. And then if you're out in the field, you haven't planted any potatoes, and all of a sudden you see there potato plants growing. What would you call that? Or any kind of a crop that you haven't planted, but it comes up anyway.
Oh, volunteer.
Yeah. Would you have much of that? Does that happen a lot?
Doing the potato crop, don't keep them picked up, my little small fellas.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're planting, when you're harvesting wheat, you tie that up in
bundles.
Right, and then you take 12 of those bundles.
Sharp.
And then you have 10 of them down like this, right? And then you put
two on top.
And what do you call the two on the top?
Cap bundles.
Okay, did you ever hear that called anything else besides the cap?
Yeah. What is this, the cap?
You never heard it called a rudder?
No, I never did.
Okay. And then